You're listening to Eric Rogel Talks with Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes, where you'll hear real stories of the journey to modern manhood, told by the men who lived them. Raw, real, and 100% unapologetic. And now, here is your host, Eric Rogel.
Welcome, guys. I'm Eric Rogel, and this is Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes. And I really appreciate you joining today. Now, before I jump in and talk about one of the biggest questions that I'm asked right now, and it's a question that frankly blows my mind. And, 2020 has been full of mind-blowing questions, but this is a question I'm often asked about how to lead right now, how to lead in 2020 with everything going on. And by lead, it could mean anything. It could mean leading your team at work, leading your family, leading if there's an issue with your friends, and especially because of what we're going through right now about leading during a crisis. Because that's what this show is all about. It's about becoming a leader, becoming a king, a hero. So if this is the first time you're listening, welcome. I'm really glad to have you join us. And here's what this is all about and who this is for. We're about on this podcast about striving to be better, about learning from each other. This is about hearing stories of greatness from people who have faced and overcome challenges, people who are warriors, people who have heart, who have stepped into their king and who are constantly striving to be a hero. This is not for people who want to let others take control of their lives, or even worse, guys who want to sit around and just be a victim and complain about the shit that has gone wrong in their lives and want you to feel sorry for them. This is about hearing how to win and win and win, constantly getting better, constantly striving for more. So if that's not something that interests you, and then you'd rather just sit around and complain and talk about how shitty everything has been this year and all the negative stuff that's happened to you, this is not the show for you. You're going to hate this. This is the complete opposite of that. This is about moving forward. We're about taking command. So if you're all about that, then strap in. We're going to get ready to go. But before I tell you what that question was that I keep getting asked, and get you some solid info and some really good strategies on how to lead through all the stuff that's going on, I'm going to ask something of you. And it's real simple. Very, very simple ask from you. I want you to share this podcast with people you know. Here's why. You know, I hear from so many of you that tell me what you're getting out of listening to this show, about hearing the interviews with great men who have faced their challenges and overcame those challenges, and men who are focused on winning and winning more. And you tell me about the value you get from these quick, impactful episodes like the one I'm doing today, on a specific topic that helps drive you forward faster. And I love hearing that, guys. I love getting that feedback. But then when I ask, a lot of people tell me, I ask if they've told anyone about it. Did you share that episode with anyone? And they tell me, no, I just listened to it and I got a lot out of it, but I didn't tell anyone. So here's what I'm asking. I'm asking you to spread this around. Spread the word about this podcast. Because, hey, look, first of all, it's free. So you're not asking anyone to buy anything. You're not asking them to spend money on anything. You're just telling them to spend a few minutes and get some value out of it, right? That's the only way we get anything done, is if we all win, if you help your brothers and sisters win. So send them the link, get them tuning in, get them getting some value from this. And it actually helps me and helps this podcast grow. And that's really one of my intentions, is to get this podcast to grow. So make yourself a promise, make a commitment. And remember, this promise, this commitment, it's not to me. You're not making this commitment or promise to me. You're making it to yourself. Just promise yourself and commit to tell some people about this show that you know are going to get a ton of value out of it. And I absolutely appreciate you for stepping up and doing that, because that's the whole purpose of why we're here. All right, so let's jump in. So the question I've been asked, you know, I've been doing a lot of speaking lately. I've been guesting on podcasts. I've been going into companies and helping their teams become rock stars and communicating and leading in getting their mindset right. And one of the things I'm getting asked a lot right now is, how do I lead with everything going on? All right? How do I lead with everything that's happening right now in 2020? And more specifically, how do I lead a diverse group of people? Meaning people of different ages, different sexes, different races, sexual orientation, different political beliefs, which is a big divider in our country right now. And they ask me this because they say, I'm afraid of offending anyone. I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing. And guys, I got to tell you, this actually threw me for a second, because to me, if you're busy worrying about how you word directions or messages for each and every different type of person, by that I mean having to have a different message for each person depending on who they are, what they look like, what they believe in, instead of one unified message to everyone on your team, if that's what you're afraid of and that's what you're doing, then you're doing it wrong. Right? Because in that case, all you're doing is you're placating, you're appeasing, you're coddling people, walking on eggshells. And all you're really doing is pacifying the people on your team, the people that you're working with. And that is not stepping up and leading. That's giving away power to others. That's operating from fear. Not operating from boldness and courage, which is how top leaders operate. And look, guys, I know about operating from fear. Those of you that have listened to the show before and heard me speak before know that's how I was raised, right? I was raised by a single mom, and I was raised to fear everything, that everything was going to hurt me, everything was going to cause me harm, and I should never put myself in harm's way or in a way where a challenge or something that I was doing could get me hurt. I was also taught to put people above me, right? Do everything for others instead of for myself first, and not to make any waves, because that could actually cause confrontation, hurt, all of those things. So I know how wrong this is, and I know the problems that it can cause because I lived it for most of my life. And I know that it wasn't really helping anyone that I was working with, and it sure as hell wasn't helping me. And the teams that I was working on, always a problem. Because look, guys, if everyone is treated differently, then no one really ever feels respected, right? They're always pointing to how it was done for the other guy. Well, how come he got this? How come she got that? Or why did you tell her this way and told me that way? And it actually ends up backfiring on you. No one is ever happy. So if you think you're doing them a favor by treating everyone differently, it's having the exact opposite effect is what's happening, right? You're actually causing more problems because, guys, top leaders have the ability to inspire and to push people to do things that are beyond their comfort zone, right? They inspire them to get the job done with one unified message for all. One message that's respectful to all, message that inspires them all, not all these little individual walking on eggshell type of things, right? So I'm going to say that again because it's important. Top leaders have the ability to inspire people and to push them to do things that are beyond their comfort zone. And they do that in a positive, inspiring, motivating way. So how do you do this? Okay. It's not that complicated. It seems like it would be. It's not. Here's what you do. So if you're a longtime listener of the show, you've heard me talk before in different places. You've heard me mention the Sacred Seven core values. So if you're new here, here's what core values are. Core values are basically a set of values, ideals that are a set of guideposts to how we're living. Think of them as guardrails to keep us from driving off a cliff, like off a moral cliff, right? It keeps us on track. Most organizations have core values, right? If you served in the military, you know the core values of the military. Schools, universities will have core values. Charities, charitable organizations have a set of core values that guide them, and so do many companies. So we can also have our own set of core values that we live by. And what I tell people to do is just list out the values that are really, really important to you and live by them. And that may seem easy in practice, and it is. But for many of us, it's a daily challenge to live them and to stay within those core values, those guardrails that keep us on track. So here are the Sacred Seven core values that I live by and the ones that I've talked about most on the show. And they are courage, honesty, integrity, commitment, duty, honor, and love. I'm going to run through those again because it's really important to feel into each one of these, and then I'll explain how these work towards leading through any situation in a second. But feel these: courage, honesty, integrity, commitment, duty, honor, and love. So I want you to think about this for a second. If you're living those core values, right? If you're being those core values, and if you're leading your teams, your people, those that you work with, your families, your friends, and they know you to be that person, be a person who lives by these values, does it matter who they are? Does it matter what race they are? Does it matter what age they are, or what sex they are, what beliefs they have? If those core values are your guiding lights, we'll say, your North Stars, how can you go wrong? Because look, if you're living with the courage to be truly honest with these people at all times and honest with yourself, have self-honesty, and are living in integrity, meaning you are the same person you are in public as you are in private, and you don't do anything in the shadows, nothing hidden. You're living in integrity, and your team knows you to be honest and in integrity with what you say and do. Does it matter who you're talking to, right? If you're committed to the company, if you have a commitment to your teams and your coworkers' growth as individuals and employees, if you have a strong sense of duty, and if you honor those who work with you. And I did a whole discussion on how to live with honor in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, get over there and do it. I highly recommend it. It'll explain a lot about how to live honor, appreciation, acknowledgement, awe of people around you. So do that. But if you honor the people who you work with, those who are around you, and who they are, meaning you appreciate them as people, you acknowledge the work that they do, you're in awe of their talents, their abilities, what they contribute, then does it matter who they are? Again, does it matter what race they are, what age they are, what religion they are? Does any of that matter if they know that you sincerely honor them as a person? Of course not. It can't. So the last core value, and this is the one that anchors it all at the end, this is the ultimate core value, and that's love. So if your words and your actions come from love, meaning you honestly give a shit, right? You honestly care about them. You care about the company. You care about what you say, how you treat people, and what you do. And you're coming from that love, not from anger or malice or discrimination or bullying or any of those negative things, but you're sincerely, sincerely coming from your heart. Then does any of that stuff matter? Race, religion, sexual orientation, age, political beliefs, any of that. Does that matter when you're coming from the heart, truly coming as a leader from love? And again, no, it really doesn't. So here's the big get on this. Here's the big overall on how to lead in any situation. Does anything that I just said have anything to do with them, with your team, to those we're talking to? Or does it have more to do with us and who we are being every day? Because Like I've said, guys, so many times before, it's all about you and you taking ownership, right? Being in command of 100% of everything that happens in your life. That's the only way to live. 100% ownership of everything in your life. If you're being the leader, if you're leading from these core values, right? You're leading from courage and honesty and integrity. If you have commitment and duty, honoring the people that you're with and you're coming from love, then does it really matter about them? Because it's all about being that and living that way every day. I use the word exemplary. It's one of my favorite words. Being exemplary. It's being the example every day. What are you being an example of? Are you being an example of negativity, victimhood? Are you celebrating victims and people that want to just complain and moan and talk about all the shit that's gone wrong? Do you reward that? Do you celebrate that? Or are you about being an exemplary leader, right? Leading from your own core values, being that every day, honoring victory, honoring achievement, honoring people who have faced challenge and overcome that challenge, because that is truly what's going to get you there every day and give you the ability to lead no matter, guys, no matter who you are leading, because it's about who you are being every day. So let me give you a quick story about this in practice. This is a story that I've been asked to tell a bunch of times on different shows that I've guested on and when I do some of these live talks, and it's about telling my team that they have permission to tell me when I'm being an asshole. And this turns out to be a lot of people's favorite story, but I'll give you this example. I took over a team a couple years ago at a company that I was brought in to run. And this is a team, they all wanted to kill each other. I mean, they weren't getting along. They weren't working together. There was a lot of issues that were going on between each other and between them and management. A lot of stuff going on. And I came in and took over and I did my little get to know you speech. And then at the end of it, I said, and by the way, if at any point you think I'm being an asshole, you have my permission to come into my office and say, Eric, I think you were being an asshole just now. So think about that for a second. Why would I tell my staff that they have permission to come in and tell me when I'm being an asshole? Well, there's a few reasons and a lot of benefits to this. So first benefit is it allows them to feel on the same level. I'm not putting them down. It's not, you know, I'm not daddy. They can't come to see me and tell me anything. That's number one. More importantly, if they don't feel they can come in, if I said or did something that landed wrong, could be they misinterpreted it, could be that I said it in a way that I wasn't even conscious of how I said it, but it landed wrong, and they feel they can't come in and talk to me about it. If they can't tell me that I'm an asshole, what are they going to do? They're going to go out and they're going to tell everybody else on the team that I was being an asshole. And that causes big, big issues. More complaining, more whining, more victim. Can't have that. So you come in and you tell me and let's, as two adults, square this away. Right? Because look, if you have the courage to be honest with yourself, and know that you want other people to be honest with you as well, and you're enough integrity to know when you're wrong to take ownership and stand behind what you said or did and understand if what you said or did maybe have been miscommunicated and clear it up. This shows commitment and duty to them and to your word. It shows you honor them as a person and as an adult, that they can come in and have a conversation with you if there's an issue. And it also shows you coming from love, because this isn't an adversarial conversation. When they have permission to come in and talk to you this way, my experience is they don't come in, you know, guns blazing. They come in and just say, hey, you know, you said this, or you gave us this direction, and I don't know if this was the case, but here's what I felt from it. It's a fellow human being coming to you with a concern, an issue. And maybe what I said hurt them unintentionally. Maybe I didn't realize something was going on in their life, or they had a certain set of core beliefs that I didn't know about, and something I said hurt that. So in my experience, when I have these conversations, most of the time there's either a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, and the person is seeking reassurance, or they just want a clarification, right? But they may have gotten into their head and decided they were hurt or insulted or angered. So again, this isn't about having to be different to every person. Speak differently, treat people differently, you know, treat them, you know, all the different unique people that work for you that you're leading. It's about who we are and who we are being every day, less about what we do. So it's ownership on our part, giving them permission to communicate. Anyone on your team can come in and communicate this to you. This wasn't like, you know, you and you can come tell me I'm an asshole, but you and you can't. Anyone on the team at any point, any position, right? Because that's about who it is. All right, so wrapping up, guys. It's about having a set of core values and living by them. They don't have to be these seven that I just told you: courage, honesty, integrity, commitment, duty, honor, and love. Right? You can add your own. You can bring some in that you feel are really important to you. But have that set of core values and live by them, because then you can lead anyone. When you're being this, you can inspire the people around you and push them out of their comfort zones without them thinking you're an asshole, without them thinking you're picking on them or singling them out, right? You can inspire them to challenge themselves and really achieve great things without having to coddle them out of fear or pacify them. You can say and be yourself because you're coming from that integrity with who you are. All right, guys, listen, I want to thank you for listening to Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes today. And remember that commitment you made to yourself at the beginning of this episode. If you got value out of what I just said today, and you know someone else who's going to get value out of this, get this episode into their hands. Make sure they see it. Send them the link. Tell them to spend 20 minutes and give it a quick listen. All right? And I appreciate you for that, okay? All right, guys. I'm Eric Rogel. And as always, I'm proud to be with you by your side on your hero's journey. So I'll talk to you on the next one.
That's what ransomware is all about. It's psychological pressure.
Ransomware, when your computer's hacked into and your data held ransom. Attacks are on the rise, and Russian gangs are making billions of dollars.
The moment I got that message, I knew our greatest fears that we ever have are starting to come true.
The post-Cold War era is over.
.com, The Hacking. A new season from Crowd Network with me, Katie Puckrick. Just search for .com, that's D-O-T-C-O-M, and subscribe.